Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your host, CL King, coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Impactville. And as you guys know, we have been literally on the road seemingly every day of the month of April. And so I told Greg, I said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to come back to the studios and remember how to run the show. So I'm hoping Greg will make sure that I don't have any foopaws tonight, because it's very important that we have a seamless show. And you know, it'll always be good because we bring great people on here. And tonight is no different. Tonight is the rule, not the exception. Our guest and our friend, Tanya, I'm going to get it right, Tanya Manley. She's 49 years old. She's traversed a path defined by both trials and triumphs, shaping her into the remarkable individual that she is today. She has been married for over 15 years, and then she's a devoted mother to four boys, two on earth and two in heaven. Tanya's story resonates deeply with those who have faced adversity head on. Her journey began with the challenge of teenage motherhood, giving birth to her son CJ at the tender age of 16 on October 22nd, 1991. Amidst uncertainty and doubt, Tanya found the strength within herself to navigate the complexities of parenthood, driven by a fierce determination to provide a better life for her and her family. Raised in tumultuous circumstances, Tanya's childhood was marked by poverty, instability, and the specter of abuse. Yet fueled by an unwavering resolve to break free from the cycle of hardship, she forged ahead, refusing to be defined by her circumstances. In 2004, a pivotal moment arose when Tanya faced the consequences of a significant mistake, resulting in 9 months in state jail. However, within the confines of those walls, she discovered a newfound sense of purpose and resilience. Through educational pursuits and spiritual enlightenment, Tanya emerged from that chapter with a renewed determination to rewrite her story. She has a story tonight that I told her I wanted her to share, because we know it will minister to all of you. We're asking everybody that is in our virtual studios around the world, we're asking for you to take your time, sit down, listen closely, because we are privileged to have someone all the way in the land of Texas, where everything is bigger. She's going to share her heart with us, her story, and her mission to help other people who are grieving to overcome that. And I'm so blessed that we connected with her. I pray that you guys would listen and receive and connect with our guest tonight. Welcome to the virtual studios, the High Definition Studios, our friend, Tanya Manley. Welcome, Tanya.
Thank you so much, CL. It's an honor and a privilege. And boy, when you hear your life, you know, in a 5 minute sector, it's kind of like, wow, you know, yeah. It's an honor to be here. I am so excited. And just thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And I know that you and I faced some scheduling challenges. I think that was in March that we were supposed to be together and you were hospitalized. And so I just, yes. I you know, typically when those things happen, it's really hard to circle back with a guest, but I knew that God wanted us to have you and for you to speak into somebody's life. And so for those of you tuning in live to the Impacting Life 24/7 podcast, you are right in the right place with our dear friend Tanya Manley. And the VP is miles and miles away, but he's making sure everything's good in the live chat. Thank you so much, Greg. He's there in Newport, North Carolina. Greg Smith, my best friend and the VP of everything we do. He cuts the checks. I just run my mouth. And so let's get started tonight, Tanya. For the sake of time, I know the time flies when you have someone of your stature and character on the show, and so we want to give enough time for you to be able to share. But before we get into kind of like, you know, the heart of the discussion, tell people how they can contact you. That's very, very important for us.
So they can contact me via Facebook, TikTok, or my email, which is sunsetstories@gmail.com. They can contact me via my website, which is sunsetcowboy.org. Those are the best ways to contact me, to get in touch with me.
Okay, Greg, put that in the chat, sunsetcowboys.org.
Yes, sunsetcowboy.org.
Okay, Sunset.
That's the Cowboy. Nonprofit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sunset. And then they can reach me on TikTok. It's at sunsetstories74. On Facebook, it's just Tanya Manley. And then my email is info@sunsetstories.com or gmail.com.
Okay. So we got several ways that we can reach out to our guests. And that's one thing that we try to do here at Impact Life 24/7 is time is valuable. And we know yes. people's time is valuable. But one thing that's also important for us is for us to add value to our guests. We don't want to just take up your time. We want to add value to your time with us. And so all of those outreaches that you can get her at, I would love for you to contact her and get with her today, because you're going to hear something tonight that's really going to be inspiring. I know a little bit about you. We have a mutual sister who's there. Where is Hope? Is she in Maryland? I don't know. Where is she? Where does she?
She's up north. Somewhere.
Oh, you know what? She's gonna unfriend me. She's in my home state, Ohio. She's in the southern part of Ohio, Hope Rieger, and she's a sponsor here at Impact Life 24/7. Connected Tanya and I just said, man, I really want to help share Tanya's story. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself to our Impacting Life audience.
Yeah. So as you said before, my name is Tanya Manley. I'm 49, about to be 50 this year. I am a mom of four boys. CJ, my first son, Colton, which is my middle son, and I have a son, Easton, and Jalen, which is the baby. He's 11 years old. And I'm married to the love of my life. I found him late in life, Will. I've been married to him for 15 years. We have both come from, I'd say not so great upbringings and, poverty, that type of thing. But we have built a beautiful life together. We have been stronger through everything that we went through. We've lost two children together, and we've adopted a child together. So I am a crazy football mom. I am a huge Dallas Cowboys fan. And I just love meeting new people. I love meeting people from all walks of life, hearing their stories. They inspire me. And so just a small town girl.
Yeah, Greg, are you a Dallas Cowboys fan? I can't remember. I know Greg is a Duke fan for basketball, but I can't remember if he's a Dallas Cowboys fan. I hope he is, because Dallas is amazing and Texas is great anyway. So what a tremendous thing to find love. You're giving people hope out there that you can still find love even later on in life, huh?
I tell people I kissed so many frogs before I found that prince. I did. I was, in my mid-30s. I have been married and divorced. I was just out, dating in this crazy dating world that is, I don't know, it's not for me. And I just saw this good-looking guy grilling some really good food that smelled great. And he was the good guy. And I finally went for the good guy. And that's where I won. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, the love of my life.
Praise God for Mr. Manley. We appreciate him. And a shout out to him tonight too, especially with the grilling skills. That got to get my grill out now. It's summertime. So listen, one of the things that brought us together is, on Impacting Life 24/7, we definitely talk about people who have went through a period of adversity. And the loss of a loved one is not just, a flat tire. It absolutely alters your life. And I was praying about this today that, I said, God, I always want to honor the life of, like Hope's son and your sons. I want to bring honor to them. So I don't want this to feel like, your typical interview. We've interviewed almost 500 people around the world, but this is not an interview. This is more of a ministry. You know what I mean? We want to minister to some people tonight. So
yes,
I'm going to give you the floor, which is a rarity in this environment. I'm going to give you the floor, and I want you to just kind of share your heart. If you want to take us back to kind of the rough times early on and what you've gone through, and then get us, you know, up to date to where you are today. We'll walk through that together. So the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, thank you, CL. And the reason why I am so transparent about things is because I believe that there are other people out there that have probably gone through the same things. There's probably a young girl that's 15, 16 years old, that's pregnant, that is wondering what am I going to do? There's probably a girl that, you know, has gone through a divorce. There's probably, you know, a young girl that's gone through some type of, assault in their life, things that, you know, are supposed to mold you as a young woman. I was born to a teenage mother. I was born to an alcoholic father who was never around. I was born into poverty. My mother did the best she could, but she just did the best she could with what she had. And in those years of growing up, I just always felt like this can't be the life for me. This can't be what God has for me. And I remember, you know, when I got pregnant with CJ, just thinking, I'm finally going to have something that I can make a difference. I can love, that's going to love me unconditionally. That's never going to leave me, never going to hurt me. And that I get to decide what kind of life he has. So, you know, it wasn't easy. It definitely wasn't easy. I had another son by the time I was 19, but I plugged in and I surrounded myself with people who knew more, were better, smarter, and I just acted as a sponge, and I took every opportunity that I could to grow, and I really grew a really good, I was in real estate, and I was in property management, and I did a really, really good job at that. And yes, when I was 19 years old, I made a bad choice, and I did jail time, and I was ripped from my boys, and my life was turned upside down. And in that, when you go through something like that, all you have time to do is sit and say, what am I going to do different when I get out of here? And so I got my high school diploma in there. I was ministering in church to the ladies. I worked and I never looked back. I built two successful businesses. And, you know, people like to, when you overcome your past, some people like to bring it up. And I'm like, bring it up. I don't care, because look at me now.
Right.
You know, you cannot go ahead.
No, that's interesting that you would say that, because as you know, Tanya, and our guest tonight is Tanya Manley, all the way from the great state of Texas. And I think I seen even Mr. Manley is your husband's name, Will?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I seen Mr. Manley tuning in too. So we give plenty of shouts out to Mr. Manley. And you know, one of the things that you may know is that Greg and I created a program several years ago, exactly 23 months ago, called Stay Free. And we speak a lot
in
the North Carolina Department of Corrections. And one of the things I tell those men and women all the time is that there will be people who will be standing at the entrance when you walk out of here free, that will want to only remember you for what you were, or for the thing you did. And our society is like that. And so that's why we are vehemently opposed to just leaving people who have made a mistake and leaving them all alone and forgotten about. We're going into the places where people are trying to get out of. And so thank you for you being so transparent and sharing that. What was life like those 9 months?
It was awful. It was awful. You know, I'd never been away from my children. I was blindsided that would even happen to me. But I will tell you that sometimes God sits you down in situations so that you can really just focus on what do you want to do from here? You know, you cannot have someone take a snapshot of your life and define your whole life. And so when I was there, I said, no way will I ever come back here. No way. But what I will do is when I started my businesses, I hired people that had backgrounds. I gave second and third chances because everybody makes mistakes, especially when you're young and you just have all these demographics and things that are going on. You cannot let that define you. And so I refuse to let that define me. I built and sold two businesses, one multi-million dollar company that I built in 6 years. I had 47 employees in three different cities. I bought people cars. I paid mortgages. I gave back because there was somebody that was there for me that taught me and lended me a hand and said, "Here, let me help you up." Not help you out, let me help you up. And so that's always been my husband and I's motto is give back wherever we can because we've been so blessed. We worked really hard and it doesn't come without hard work. Nothing was given, but it feels so much better when you earn it.
Wow.
No one can take it away from me either.
That's so powerful. And they surely can't. They would have to travel a long way to get it because Texas is far, y'all. Our guest today is Tanya Manley. She is the founder of Sunset Stories, and you can contact her on email at sunsetstories@gmail.com. You can find her on all different types of platforms. She's got a podcast. She's on TikTok. She's everywhere, sharing the encouraging word that there is life after grief, or there's life within grief. And I love what she's doing. She's similar to one of our sponsors, Hope Rieger, and that's how we connected. So you can find her also at sunsetcowboy.org. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So we got all that. And so, you know, 9 months, it's interesting. We interviewed a lady a couple of weeks ago. Oh no, that was whenever it was the last time I was here, we interviewed a lady that spent 31 months in jail. And I'm just like, you know, I go there every month and visit, but I'm ready to get out at the end. You know what I'm saying? So I know that was a challenge. How did you negotiate with your kids? Who helped you out with them?
Well, you know, their dad, you know, and they went with their dad. And, you know, 9 months in life right now flies by, but when you're incarcerated, it stands still.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was young. I was 19, almost 20 years old. I don't, but when with women, you know, there's a camaraderie. There's a, you know, we're all mothers. We're all in there missing our children, thinking about what we could have, should have done differently. But boy, I'll tell you, those holiday, I had never, ever been away from my children, for any given period of time. And so, you know, those holidays were brutal. They were brutal, without my kids. And, but I do think that happening in my life made me a stronger, less judgmental person, made me more open to, you know, people's stories. And it's just ironic that I help people tell their stories now. So.
Yeah, that is something and truly a blessing. For those of you again tuning in live, we're blessed beyond measure. I feel the presence of the Lord even in the virtual studios with our guest Tanya Manley from the great state of Texas. I don't want to butcher what city she's in, so we'll just say Texas. You guys try to find her, and it's not a problem to find her. You can find her at sunsetcowboy.org. So if you want to take us a little further along, tell us a little more.
So, you know, my grief journey started about 4 years ago. Like I told you, my husband and I had built a cleaning business, and we had an employee. We called her Tootie, and she was one of the first person that I hired, and helped me, you know, in the grind of things, you know, building a business, like that. And she passed away, suddenly and tragically in July of 2022. And she was a mother of three children and one of the greatest humans that I knew. She wasn't feeling well, and she got a what she thought was a pain pill off the street, and it killed her immediately at 39 years old and left three children behind. That I'd never lost someone that close to me. I'd never lost an employee. I mean, it was an employee, but it was, you know, she was my dear friend. We were a family, a work family. My husband and I at that time took in her three grieving children. And about a year later, the two little ones went and lived with their dad. And the oldest one that was 16 at the time that she lost her mother is about to be 21 right now and still lives with us and is a junior in college and is doing amazing. Then right after that, in 2020, I lost my sister suddenly and tragically. You know, it was talking to them one day and then them not being there, talking to them 1 hour and then them being gone the next. It's just something that you just, your brain can't compute. And then, of course, losing my firstborn son, CJ, I lost him November the 18th of 2021 after a motorcycle accident. He had succumbed to a brain injury and passed away in his sleep. At 30 years old. And CL, that's the one that almost took me out, because you raise your children and you think you get them through all the hard times and all the, you know, heartbreak and high school and learning to drive. And then they go out into the world and you ask God to wrap your arms around them and protect them every single night, but they make a choice and then they're gone, you know. And that one, losing him, was the hardest thing that I've ever had to pick myself up from and heal myself from in my entire life. And as I was sitting there in that profound pain, physical, mental pain, there's not even a word for it, because it's not the natural order of the way that things are supposed to go. We're not supposed to bury our children. Right. I asked God, what do I do with this pain? Because I cannot live another day in this type of pain. And my faith is the only thing that got me through, and my family, my husband, and my family. But God was very clear, and he said, I need you to heal, and then I need you to go and help others heal. I need you to tell them how to do it. And that's where Sunset Stories podcast started. My son, CJ, that passed away, he wrote a post in 2016, and it said something to the fact of, he was looking at a sunset and that beautiful things come and go just like sunsets. And he said, if I'm never here, if I'm not here one day and you need me, look to me in the sunset. And that was years before he passed away. And so I kept reading that. And then that's where Sunset Stories podcast was birthed.
Very, very powerful. CJ, I seen a picture of him today. Handsome young man. And, you know, you're right. You talked about the natural order of things. And we do, you know, I probably wrapped my kids in styrofoam when they were little. You know, didn't want them to go out of the driveway, let alone to a friend's house. And as you continue to expand that, you know, that radius gets wider as they get older and they go on in life. And you just, like you say, you pray God's protection. I mean, early on, I just can imagine. And, you know, that grief was unbearable in the beginning, huh?
It was unbearable. It was a pain that I had never experienced before. And I had lost another child 10 years earlier. Will and I had lost a son that was born sleeping, which was very devastating as well. However, I never got to meet him. You know, there was a different type of loss and a different type of grief. I raised CJ, you know, at that time I was 47. And for 30 of those 47 years, I was his mother. Right. And so I knew nothing else but being his mother. And when I went to look for community or resources or just, you know, somebody that understood, I didn't know anybody that had lost a child. I couldn't find it. It was really, really hard to find help out there. And I just said, well, dang it. If it's not out there, I'm going to just start it, you know, and then, you know, have community with others that are trying to do the same. And now we're in second season of Sunset Stories. And we have, you know, booked and busy, and we have virtual meetings every week. I've partnered with another lady that lost her son, similar to my son, Paula. With she has a Austin Sunset Sunshine Foundation, and what they do is, if you have, if you're a parent and you have lost a child to a motorcycle, motorcycle accident, they'll go out to where the child lost their life at. They'll put a memorial plaque so that people will remember and slow down, watch for motorcycle people, and that type of thing. So I've partnered with people to provide resources for the grieving, because there's just not enough out there. So we have a virtual group that we meet weekly on Tuesday nights. We meet monthly. If you're in the DFW, we meet monthly, where you can come fellowship with us, eat, bring a picture of your child, talk about them freely. Let us love on you. Let us see what kind of resources we can provide for you. And it's just our little grief family. And I'll tell you, CL, I don't know what I would do without them. I do not know what I would do without them. One of my very best friends right now is an 81-year-old lady from Canada that I've never met in person, but we both have lost our children, and there's just an unspoken bond that we don't even have to say anything.
Right.
We just understand what each other needs, you know?
Now, let me ask you this, because I know in Hope's group, it is a variety of loss. Right.
Yes.
Is that the same with your group?
Yes. Any type of child loss, it does not matter. We welcome everybody. A loss is a loss. And the loss of a child is something that you will grieve for the rest of your life. But what I don't want to do is, I don't want to be defined as just a grieving mother. I want to heal from that, help others heal, and let them know that you can still grieve and live and thrive at the same time. I know that our children are up there just cheering us on, that we are honoring them and that we're doing things in their honor, no matter what it is, whether it's a foundation, a meeting, whatever you're doing to honor your child, you have to get back to living. And in order to do that, you got to have support. You can't do it alone. I know I couldn't.
That's interesting. And ladies and gentlemen, we're joined by our good friend and sister all the way from the land of Texas. Everything is bigger and better in Texas. Our friend Tanya Manley, she is the founder of Sunset Stories, and you can find her at sunsetcowboy.org. And one of the things that I was intrigued by when I saw your post, there was a poem with your son that I just saw. So tell us a little bit about CJ. Tell us what type of person he was.
Well, as you said, you saw a picture of him. He's so handsome. He was the cutest little boy. When he was little, I would have people stop me and say, "You need to get him into modeling." And I'm like, "I'm just trying to stop him from like eating crayons." You know, I mean, he was rambunctious and full of life, and his smile could light up a room. He just had the biggest heart, the heart the size of Texas. CJ battled with bipolar disorder, and he really battled with that because of who he wanted to be, but the battle that he, you know, that he fought for so long was really tough for him. And, you know, being a cowboy from the South, you know, here, you know, everybody's like, just, you know, they don't talk about depression. They don't talk about mental illness. It's just, you know, get over it, you know, dust your boots off and go on. And so he really battled with that. But, when things were good, things were great. And so much to the fact that he was so giving and so loving that when he passed away, he had a homeless man and his dog living in his apartment that I knew nothing about. But it was November and it was cold, and he brought them in. But I think he just, oh gosh, if I could just, one word to describe him would just be larger than life. Larger than life.
Yeah.
And he does have a daughter, Nevaeh, that he left behind that is 12 years old. I mean, 10 years old. And I'm so thankful to have a piece of him. You know, she is his little clone. And he was a great football player. He played amateur, professional, football. He could play anything with a sport, with a ball. He loved to dance. He loved music. He was just the life of the party. He was the life of the party.
That is so cool, man. CJ sounds like somebody that Greg and I will want to hang out with for sure. And he's made, you know, the interesting thing is that he's still making an impact to this day. People around the country and throughout the world are going to hear about the great man CJ today. And his mother, Tanya Manley, is joining us tonight, telling us about him and telling us about, though she lost him, she's continuing on in his honor and legacy to help other people who have lost their children and how they can move. You know, here's the deal. I remember my wife telling me when she came back from Ohio after burying her mother. She said she was upset when she came back and saw people doing normal things, right? Like,
Yes.
why are folks happy? Or, you know, I don't want to go to a party, or I don't want to, you know what I mean? It was just like the normal elements of life seemed like, why are we doing this? I just lost my mother. And
Yes.
I know everyone's process and the way they process it is different. You know, I talk with Hope about this a lot, that sometimes in our commercialized world, we're a little too calloused to the process that people go through when in grieving. In other words, we expect, okay, you had 3 weeks, 2 weeks, whatever, there's the funeral, go on, let's get back to work. What's next? Give us a report. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it really, in the human sense of the journey, it doesn't happen like that, does it?
It doesn't. I remember thinking that, a few weeks after, the funeral, just everybody, oh, I'm going to this movie, or I'm going to this, or I'm going, being excited about things. And I thought, how can y'all do this? My son is gone. My son is gone. And one of the biggest things that I have learned in this 2.5 year journey is that people can only meet you where they can identify loss. So if someone has never lost a child, although they have great intentions, they cannot possibly understand the pain that you're in. And we can't expect them to. That's too much of an expectation to put onto someone. It's easy to do because we want everybody to, remember them, and we're always afraid that they're going to forget or stop talking about, our child. And that's why I started the podcast, because I believe that our children's and loved ones' stories need to be somewhere in our narrative recorded so that the story is there forever. And if they're never, the worst thing a parent wants is for our child, for you to stop talking about our children. We're not stuck in the grief. We don't want them to be forgotten. And so this second part of trying to do the podcast too is to try to educate the public, on what bereaved parents need and how you can be gentle with us and give us grace, and how you can be a good friend to someone who is grieving the loss of a child. Not to negate any losses, but I think everybody would agree the loss of a child is in the hierarchy of loss.
Oh yeah, to me it's and the ultimate, it's the zenith of
Yes.
losses. Yeah, because like you said, and you made such a profound statement, because we do have an order, and we in our minds are conditioned and prepared to have our kids standing at our bedside,
Yes.
not the other way around. When we're sunsetting and we're going on, we're expecting them to be there seeing us off to our reward, and it's not supposed to be the other way around. And so,
It's not supposed to be.
do you give any insights or help to people that may want to know how to do better in relationships, or how to approach people who've lost a child and do better in that arena? Because sometimes folks
I
are just
get
like, I don't know what to say.
exactly. I get that message. I get that question all the time. Tanya, I just had, a friend that her son died in a you know, however their son died in an automobile accident or, you know, overdose or however it is, especially when it's sudden and you're not prepared for it. You have your child there. Just think about it. I told my son I loved him at 8:30 that night and hung up the phone and got a call at 6 o'clock in the morning that he had passed away. Your mind cannot wrap your head around that. And so, yes, I get those messages all the time. What do I do? And you can't do anything except for simply be and listen and just be a listening ear, check on them, you know, just see what it is that they need. Even if it's just dropping off, you know, we all talk about grief groceries. You know, when you're in the throes of that, you don't want to think about what to cook for dinner, but you still got to get up and be a mother and a wife and a business person and all of that, you know, right. Just dropping off some grief groceries, just sending, you know, dropping off an Uber Eats card, or even if it's something not monetarily, just dropping off a card saying, hey, I'm thinking of you, a text message, you know, here and there. Hey, I'm thinking of you. Remind me a story of CJ that I haven't heard, or send me a photo, you know, that type of things. There's little things that you can do to support grieving people that means the world to them. But the biggest thing is keep talking about our children. Keep talking about them, because right. We don't want to forget them.
Yeah.
And we're not sad all the time. We just want to remember our children.
And, you know, that's a very good point, because sometimes people's way of thinking that they're doing something or helping in some type of way is avoidance. Right. Or
right.
Not saying anything. But I love you and Hope Rieger have done it so well. When I asked Hope to tell us about her son, and I asked you to tell us about your kid, you just lit up. You know what I mean?
It's
just
yes. Like,
yeah. So their presence away from us is saddening, we still remember the great things about them that keep us going. Right.
Yes. And that's what you could do. You could just, I had a friend the other day just messaged me. She said, tell me, you know, what's your, one of your favorite things about CJ? And I was just like, my gosh.
Yeah, tell
and
it me. Just yeah, that's
how easy is that?
Well, that's beautiful. And you know, I really do appreciate the fact that you are willing to come on and be vulnerable, you know, to our audience. And more importantly, I talked about this in the pre-show, that it would be justified. You would be justified to be as selfish as you want to be and recluse yourself. Yeah. Away, but instead you are giving of yourself to other people who have gone through something similar. So in your group, how would somebody, if they were listening tonight, how would they get in? If they're saying, that's me, I want to be a part of that Zoom, what would they do?
Yeah. Also, all they have to do is just send us an email, Paula or I, an email, and I can put the email. They can send it to me, which is info@sunsetstories.com. And then I'll get it to Paula and we'll send them a Zoom invite. If they're on Facebook, you know, message us, DM us on Facebook. We'll get you an invite. We have a one tomorrow night at 7 Central Standard Time. We have a grief author that is coming on. That was one of the first books that I read. She lost her son to a plane crash 25 years ago. And she has walked me through, this is what you can expect. This is what's going to happen. This is, you know, she's kind of been, you know, the mother. Right. And she's going to come on and speak to us about, you know, her son's death was very publicized. A lot of these people, you know, it is very public. You have to see it in the media. You have to see it in the news, that type of thing. You have to keep reliving it. A lot of people have, you know, court cases pending, that type of thing. People don't think about the extra added stuff that you have to deal with and be a grieving mother as well. And so we just want you to come on The Price of Love and just let us love on you, let us support you, talk freely about your child, and just be a community, just a grief family, and you will leave not feeling the same. And what our goal is that no one ever feels like we did in those early stages of grief, alone and just with nobody that really understands. You never have to feel alone now, because you have this grief family that we just welcome you and we hope you come.
That's beautiful. Let me ask you this. I know you're a woman of faith, and I know you have a relationship with God. Have you seen where this could be weaved into your congregation, what you're doing?
Absolutely. You know, I tell people that, you know, it's people question when they lose a child, they do question, they mm-hmm. question God. And that's totally understandable. Right. You know, God doesn't say that we have everlasting life here. He says we have everlasting life in heaven.
Right.
And that's one thing that I cling on to is that, you know, I think this world was really tough on my son. You know, he battled a lot of things, and I just envision him in heaven, you know, now just so peaceful and happy, and he wouldn't want to come back here, even if he could. I mean, you know, yeah. And so for me, I held on to God in this whole process like no other. It has, God has shown me that I have a purpose now to go tell people, you know, that I'm not mad at God. You know, my son made a decision.
Right.
He made a decision to get on that motorcycle without a helmet, without proper gear, and he'd never ridden a motorcycle before. I can't blame God for that. My son made a decision.
Right.
You know, it took me a while to get there, but I hang on to God for dear life.
Praise God.
And for dear life.
I think my follow-up to that was because we're looking at some areas where when my wife was grieving, obviously we went to church, right? But
yes.
It didn't seem like, and I'm just going to be this, I'm speaking to the broader faith community. It did not seem like our church was equipped to help and handle her grief, right? Help her handle it. Like, well, you know, Jesus loves you. Well, I get all that. We've been doing this for 40 years. We understand that part, but we're still human. And
yes.
I think my message is that churches and organizations of faith need to really have this as a state,
a ministry.
Yeah, as a ministry, absolutely.
Because yes.
You heard multiple times tonight, Tanya saying there were no resources, right? And so,
yes.
And this is a very specific, specific focused resource that's needed. And I would love to see this more throughout the faith community.
It is. And it's funny that you said that because I just spoke with my pastor about, you know, he's, you know, the ministry's pastor, but he's like an octopus. He's, you know, got eight arms trying to take care of everybody. And when you, this is going to keep, you know, unfortunately, there are going to be others that come after us. And so I am actually starting a grief share with my church. We're in the very early stages of it so that the people at church can come and just have that specific ministry.
Right.
Not the broad, the details, the nuts and the bolts and the nitty and the gritty and the ugly that grief can be with someone that has gone through that. And I am also actually in the process of getting my grief coaching certification. And I love sitting with, you know, people say, Tanya, you sit with the grief all day and all night. Is it sad? Oh no, we're not sad all the time.
Right.
And, it's my calling. It's what God, you know, it's God's plan for me. It's a purpose honoring my son and all the ones that I've lost. And, I love it. I love every bit of it.
Well, that's beautiful. And I'm really thrilled to hear that it's going to connect. You're connecting this with the church organization, which is very, very important. We've got to do, Dr. Dunlap and I talk about this relative to finances and helping people with very specific elements in church. You know what I mean? Sometimes
yes.
You come and there's this broad, you know, Jesus loves you and live for God yeah. and all that. But the people are going through things that they need specific focus on. And hearing this is just really powerful. If you'd like to join that group, all you got to do is send an email to info@sunsetstories.com, correct?
Correct.
And somebody will get you a Zoom link. And we want you to know this, that you do not have to be alone.
Alone.
You don't have to do this alone. You may feel alone right now, but what our dear sister Tanya is doing and others like Hope are doing is We're saying, hey, look, we've been through this. We know what it felt like to be alone, and we don't like that feeling. We don't want to have to see that duplicated in your life. So that's why we're here. God's got a very, very powerful plan for you and others that do this. So we're blessed to have you on our podcast, and we want to do everything in our power to connect people with you. So what we do at the close, I didn't tell you how we close, but the way we close is we give our guests an opportunity to speak to our audience directly. And so take about a minute and talk to those folks who may be going through something like what you went through, and give them a word of encouragement, whatever the Lord lays on your heart. The floor is yours.
I would just like to say, who's ever listening or watching on the other end of this computer, that you're not alone, and that there is a whole community out there that will love on you, support you, provide resources, and will not judge you and make you feel you don't know what you're going through at this time. You don't know what your mind and your body is going through. It's a very confusing time, and no one ever prepared you. You could have never been prepared for what is happening to you right now, but you're not the only one. And reach out to us. We have so many resources that we can provide for you, free resources. And just know that you are loved, and you are seen, and you are heard. And I know it may not feel like it right now, because I remember those days where I just did not want to wake up in that kind of pain. But if you just hang on for another day, just another day, you have people out there that will help you turn your life around, and you will not always be in this type of pain. It will get better.
All right. Well, what a word of encouragement to close out our podcast tonight. I told you it was going to go longer, Tanya. I told you it was, right? And we
thank you so much for having me.
We absolutely appreciate you. And we'll have you back again. Maybe we'll do a dynamic night where we'll have both you and Hope on. That would be a treat. That would be a powerhouse night. Hope will be on later on in the month of May. I think she'll be on in the middle of May. But yes, this your story, we want to continue to uplift CJ and honor him and honor you for the work that you're doing. We know God's got his hand upon you. So thank you so much for sharing with us. And we look forward to having you back again real soon, okay?
Thank you so much, CL. Have a good night, everyone.
All right, you too. Take care. So ladies and gentlemen, that was our guest, Tanya Manley, from the Dallas, Texas area. And these shows always do something to me, y'all, because I'm realizing it's funny. Tanya and I are the same age, 49 years old, about to be 50. And we were talking in the pre-show that, man, we've got a few less tomorrows than the yesterdays that we have lived. And it is a truism that we're not going to be here forever. No man knows the day nor the hour. You don't know when your time is called, and we don't get to negotiate that. We don't even really get to prepare for it. We may have life insurance, and we may do other things, but we don't get to say, hey, God, just give me another night, then you can come back tomorrow and get me. No, she said that she told her son at 8 o'clock at night that she loved him. And at 6 o'clock the next morning, she was receiving the message that her son had passed away. No parent prepares for that. And so if that's you or someone you know, boy, I feel the presence of the Lord. If that's someone that you know, or maybe even yourself, we want to connect you with our dear sister, Tanya Manley. You can reach out to her at info@sunsetstories.com. And you don't have to walk through this journey of grief alone. There's somebody that's ready to walk with you. If you want to go fast, you can go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in to Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King. We should be in the studios a little more in the month of May, unless all heaven breaks out and we're called back out on the road. We have some events, but not nearly as much as April was. It was on a banner month, very, very busy, and we thank God for it. He's built us for this. He's designed us for this mission. And if we don't get to the zenith of a seven-figure speaker, that's okay. If we can just make an impact in one life, one day at a time, we'll do that. So on behalf of Greg, Danny, our entire staff here at Impacting Life 24/7 and Impactville, we're wishing you a very great night, and we'll keep you in our prayers. Continue to pray for us. God bless you.